put you mouth food in your mouth and you begin to
chew?
Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Not boil it, I parched it. Have you ever parched cornmeal?
No.
Now, if you want something good, put you some cornmeal in a flat bread pan like that one there. And put it in the oven and brown it. And then add you just a little salt, not too much, just enough salt for your taste. And take you a spoonful of it and eat it and see how good it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you have that at a meal or just
No, no,
that?
No, no, that's just, well, back in the old days, I've seen Grandpa parch meal for the cattle when they first came in. It seemed to be maybe a laxative for the cattle right after birth of a calf. As a kid, was curious to know how it tastes, you know. And Grandpa would say, get you a spoonful of it, put it in your mouth, and you'll know how it tastes. And it was good.
It was.
Yeah. Nothing but corn, ground corn's all it is.
Did you ever have mush or anything?
Oh, yeah. Mush, like you fix grits.
Only with cornmeal?
Only with cornmeal. You serve it. You serve it in a little bowl and you eat it as a cereal with sweet milk over it. Good. Fattening though.
What did you have in your garden?
Oh, Grandma always had radishes and fresh shallots. Have you ever eaten a fresh shallot?
No.
Honey,
what is that?
A fresh shallot is an onion. And it is out of this world. I use a lot of them in salads, you know, now. Shallots and onions. And they had fresh squash, green beans. Oh, they had everything in the vegetable line that you'd ever want to raise. Cucumbers. And I've seen Grandma make kraut out of the cabbage. Have you ever ate any homemade kraut?
No.
I've told you 1,000 times you haven't lived.
You're finding out how little I've done. Oh, gee.
Homemade kraut out of cabbage. They cut this cabbage up and put it down in a big crocker churn and put a big field rock right on top of it to hold it down and let it go through a brine. They put salt on it and it would eventually go through this brine until it became kraut. And out of this world.
Whoa, I like that.
If you want something good, there's a pork chop and sauerkraut. For supper, I've seen Granny put that on the table many a time for supper, a good big platter of pork chops and sauerkraut. And maybe some type of bread like a pone cornbread. Have you ever ate a pone, old-fashioned pone cornbread?
No.
That is really good. There's nothing in the world but a cornmeal mixed up with your buttermilk and made into a pone about the size of your double hand. Just put down in the bread pan and flatten it down. And it's usually about an inch thick. Put it in the wooden stove and bake it brown.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. Is there any difference between like hominy and grits?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a hominy is made out of corn, just like grits is made out of corn. But the grits are ground, and the hominy is the whole kernel.
I was thinking that I've seen yellow kernel.
Yeah. Well, most of the hominy is made out of white corn, though, instead of the yellow.
And what's the food that the Chinese people and Japanese eat?
They eat rice. They love rice.